Well, the day has finally arrived. In fact, it's day two of the North of England Horticultural Society's Autumn Flower Show. And great news, we actually have a brand sparklingly new PR marketing officer for the North of England Horticultural Society. She is the fantastic Camilla Harrison. Camilla, good to connect with you.
Well, it's great to see you, and we're really excited about the show today. It's fantastic. We're looking forward to another fantastic Harrogate Autumn Flower Show.
You've actually come on board the NEHS, the North of England Horticultural Society, at a very auspicious time. It's the centenary year, of course. In the background, the listener might be able to actually pick up the delicate sounds of the Hoover, because I must admit, I haven't seen a press room as yet. And this is no slight on Sarah Jackson or indeed Mary Bell, your predecessors in the post, etc. But over the years, we've been at various times in sort of outdoor caravans, inside, etc. Here, not only have we got a wonderful sort of glass facility, windows to actually see out with, you've also brought some livestock and some vegetables and some unfeasibly large cabbages into the press office as well.
Yes, well, new for this year at the show is a section for giant vegetables. And so we've got absolutely massive cabbages, huge marrows and so on. But, of course, the media are not allowed to touch them.
No, so. Of course not.
So because they're on show for our visitors. So what we did was we brought some baby giant cabbages in so they could use those as props when they're working with photographs and filming and so on. So we make sure that they've got things that they can handle, and that helps to let their viewers and their audience know what they can expect when they come to the show.
See, Camilla, thinking about the visual aspects of the press photo, that's marking you out already as an ace PR marketing officer. I think you should actually ask Martin Fisher. In fact, I'll mention this to Martin when we speak to him later on. Salaries increases in order.
Well, yes, I would agree with that, of course, all the time.
Now, it's the first ever NEHS Autumn Flower Show for our two colleagues today, Francesca and Leslie Furman. Leslie, questions from yourself.
Oh, hello there, Camilla. It must be an absolutely immense job putting together the marketing and the PR for a show like this. What sort of hours are involved?
Well, we work, I mean, the whole show team works extremely hard. It's not just on the marketing and PR side. So I work really closely with them, and I'm new to the job, so they've been so supportive to me. We work reasonable, normal hours up until the week before, and then it gets pretty hectic. And yesterday I was here at 4:45 because we had BBC Breakfast News here doing the weather forecasts from the show, which was fantastic to see them have them here in Harrogate. But that means you have to be up very, very early. So it was a very long day yesterday, and we're all the whole team is working incredibly hard.
Hi, Camilla. So all these overgrown vegetables, what are you planning on...
Overgrown, they're actually groomed and developed. I mean, overgrown vegetables, the wrong thing entirely for...
Okay, these big things then.
Giant vegetables.
What are you planning on doing them with when they finish the show? Are you going to make them into a big stew? Or?
Well, I was just looking at that cabbage and thinking, there's an awful lot of coleslaw there, isn't there? to be honest, I'm not sure that the giants are that edible. I think the cabbage would be, but some of the others I think might be, you know, they're full of a lot of moisture, which makes them big and heavy, which is what you need for the showing. But there's a marrow out there which weighs something like 107 pounds, which is about the size of a small person. Mm. So that would take an awful lot to stuff that marrow.
Quite literally Camilla Harrison size, I would have said in many ways, yeah?
Yes, I couldn't possibly.
You're a wonderful fetching shade of lime green, I think. It's wonderful, really.
Yes, well, we like to be, you know, in keeping with the subject, and so green is a good colour.
Absolutely. I was just thinking, is this a new sort of style that we've got for PR marketing for the NEHS, that you actually sort of have to dress like a vegetable? Fantastic.
Yes, or maybe it's just camouflage so I can hide in the background.
For our students at Lincoln, who are obviously marketing PR students, and then following through that, they're off to say, how do I get a job like Camilla Harrison? How do I actually sort of launch that, reach that sort of routine? Brief historical background, how did you actually sort of get into the world of PR and marketing?
Well, I'm actually a journalist. Originally, I trained as a journalist and worked on regional newspapers. And then I went to work for a company called Roundtree, you know, the big chocolate manufacturer, actually working on their internal comms side. Mm-hmm. So I worked on internal communications, you know, for employees for a number of years. And then I joined the team at the National Railway Museum in York on the marketing and PR side. I started as press assistant just to learn the kind of outside PR element of that. Was there about 8.5 years. And I ended up, you know, press and PR manager, head of marketing for a time as well. And it's basically about applying the things that you learn as a journalist and looking at it from when you're putting together a PR marketing campaign, looking at it from a journalist point of view.
Where can the coffee be found? Those kind of crucial additions. You know, we all need that.
It's what do they need? What do they need? Making sure that they get what they need in terms of the information, and most importantly of all, the pictures and the opportunities for filming and so on. What do they need to
don't neglect the audio as well. You know, we audio pieces like to do that as well. Now it's multi-platform.
Absolutely. It's all about what the journalists need, and so that's the basic principle I work on, and so far we're doing okay.
Oh, I think fantastically okay. We need to look ahead, obviously, to 2012. 26th to 29th of April is, of course, on all of the counties of the North of England Horticultural Society's Harrogate Spring Flower Show. Presumably plans already afoot for that?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we've already got inquiries to build some new show gardens. And so as soon as literally we put this show to bed, we will be planning the next one.
And highlights from your own point of view. Obviously, you're pulling huge shifts here for the 3 days of the show itself. Are there any particular areas which you've had a look at? You think, ooh, that's a nice area. What sort of things would you recommend people check out?
Well, I mean, this is my first show as part of the show team, and I've just been so inspired by everything, really. It's all eye-popping. If you go into the Specialist Society's marquee, I mean, that's the biggest in the UK. It's just awash with colour. And the dahlias and the fuchsias, there's the biggest bonsai exhibition outside Japan. The floral art is absolutely fantastic. It's just, you know, it's difficult to know where to look first because there's just so much to see. And in our Flower Hall 1, we have some fantastic displays by our nurseries. They work so hard to put together these medal-winning exhibitions. And, you know, a lot of them are mini gardens in themselves. And it all comes together within a couple of days. It's amazing. Then, of course, we have our giant veg. You can't miss the giant veg. They are just massive. And yesterday, we broke the world record for the world's heaviest onion. And
yay!
And the cheer that went up in the hall outside this office nearly lifted the roof. Yeah. It was fantastic. So a gentleman called Peter Glazebrook, he's a regular here and he's a champion grower, and he broke the world record with an onion weighing 17 pounds, 15 and a half ounces, which is a whole pound bigger than the previous winner. So we'll
convert
really
to kilograms proud. As well in that sort of way, so we'll move from that. Camilla, it's been fantastic just touching base with your good self today. Look forward to a long association with your good self. Hopefully you'll sort of continue with doing some cracking stuff here. Tickets available for the flowershow.org.uk, presumably, for the Spring Flower Show.
Yes, indeed. If you go to our website, which is, as you say, www.flowershow.org.uk, our phone line will be open towards the end of the year, so look out for when those tickets come on sale. But there are plenty of tickets at the moment for the last 2 days of the show. Just come along to the gate.
Fantastic stuff. And I must admit, I can tell sort of the press line is there, because I did love the line you said, the biggest exhibition of bonsai trees outside of Japan, bonsai and big. It's an extraordinary thing, really.
Absolutely, yeah. But there's a big as in a lot of them.
Hello.
No, we've just actually stopped by after our little sojourn in the press office in the main hall here. It's the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground, of course, for the NEHS Autumn Flower Show. And I was struck by a young lady who's wearing a wonderful Jacques Armand International outfit, really. And your name is?
My name's Nesta.
Nesta, share with us what you've actually got here at the NEHS Autumn Flower Show.
Well, we've got a plethora of all sorts of bulbs. Obviously, there's some that people want that we haven't got, which is always an issue. But we show in the other market, in the other hall, in Hall 1, some gladioli and some lilies and things like that. But here, on this stand, it's just purely loads and loads and loads of bulbs, some of them quite rare and unusual.
Many folk actually point out, or they ask the question, how do you get a championship-winning piece of horticulture at an event like this? It starts, obviously, with genetics. It starts with bulbs. Talk to us about why you got into the business in the first place.
I was actually born into it. My father was a florist, my mother was a florist, and then he went into bulbs, and obviously he was Dutch, came from Holland, and of course bulbs are synonymous with the Dutch, so
well,
I think that's...
We could do a routine of tulips from Amsterdam, but perhaps we won't, not this morning anyway.
No, I don't think so, I've been through that enough times.
Exactly, you know, it's a crash through, you know, and we leave that for other media organisations. Fran?
Do you have a favourite out of all of these, like, flowers and bulbs?
I think I've got a lot of favourites because I think when something's flowering, I think, I like that. And then something else flowers and I think, I like that too. But I tend to like single type flowers and very simple flowers more than the double or the fancy things.
Leslie?
Hi, would you tell me about the bulbs themselves? Do you grow any of them yourself? Do you grow all of them? Do you import any of them in? Where do they all come from?
The bulbs we do such a grand range that we source them from all over the world. A lot of them, obviously, tulips and daffodils come from Holland because they're obviously the growers that can do that. We also seed a few things of the rarer stuff and propagate on the nursery, but not in a big way, only for the very special stuff.
They're absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm just amazed looking around the photographs of all the different colours and shapes, and it gives you a real insight into just, well, what a huge thing nature is. All of these wonderful different flower shapes.
If it wasn't for nature, we wouldn't be here, Leslie. You've got a bit of a grandstand seat here, haven't you, Nesta, of certainly the National Vegetable Society Northern Branch Championships. How does it compare with previous years?
Well, I think I always like it. This year they seem to have swapped the tables around a bit, so we're with the cabbages and things like that rather than...
Nothing personal, don't worry, Nesta.
rather than the apples where Pickering's is usually further nearer towards us. But, you know, it was exciting to listen to the roof nearly come off yesterday when the onion was made largest.
That onion, obviously the global success of that onion has clearly actually had a resonance, which I'm amazed we didn't have it on the Richter scale in terms of measurements. Great stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I was here when the last world record was broken and the roof nearly came off then as well.
Just as well, really. Otherwise, the Yorkshire Agricultural Society might sort of want to charge a bit more for the NEHS. Only kidding. How do people get in touch with Jacques Armand International if they can't get to the flower show? How do they actually reach you via the web?
Well, they can just go to jacquesarmandexhibits.com and then there's links from there to the catalogue, to the nursery site, and to we're starting to do up a lot of galleries of things, so you can actually inquire about all sorts of bulbs and we will come back to you whether we can get it or not.
Nesta, it's been an absolute joy and delight, and good to touch base with your good self. I don't think we've spoken in previous years, so it's nice that we finally managed to sort of feature you once again on Southside Broadcasting.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so, Leslie, you've actually sort of drawn our attention to an African horned cucumber, it would seem. Why?
Well, as I was walking past, I've never seen anything like that before. And there's a sign there, which is great, because it says, feel me. So when you get hold of it, it's very prickly, very sharp. I've never actually heard about this before. Can you tell me anything about it?
Well, the gentleman who hopefully will know, because I haven't got to, and I wouldn't advocate wearing a sign saying, feel me, it could lead to all sorts of strange things from that point of view, even if I was an African horned cucumber. But we're now happy to speak to...
Chris Colton of Heirloom Tomatoes.
Chris, fantastic. Talk to us about this horned cucumber, then.
It is peculiar. It is a relative of the cucumber. It is a cucumis. It comes from Africa, as you might well imagine. It's also called the kiwano or the jelly melon cucumber. The inside is just like jelly. Where you get jelly around a cucumber seed is just the jelly. There is no flesh, actually, with that cucumber. You couldn't make a slice out of it. It's just a jelly filling. It's citrusy flavoured. We make smoothies from it. We blend the whole lot down with ice cream and honey and just make the most fabulous smoothie.
That's absolutely delicious. And I have to say, if there are awards for the best design stand and the most intriguing stand, then this must be sort of one of the key areas, because not only have you got the horned cucumber with the Feel Me sign out there, you've also got the Thai red turtle egg tomato right next door to it with not a real turtle there, presumably.
No, it's not stuffed either. No. That is a stone item, yeah.
So I'm thinking very much there's an exotic variety of things that we've actually got here. What's the kind of main objective for your good self at a flower show like the NEHS Autumn One?
It's just to promote that there are different things available. We don't do the ordinary. People come to me and they say, oh, you haven't got the Alicante, you haven't got the Shirley. No, everybody else does those. But there is a multitude of tomatoes, a multitude of flavours. There's something for everybody in a tomato flavour.
Much like Southside and Siren, then, sort of a little bit out of the ordinary, a little bit extraordinary, Chris.
Well, very, very unusual, maybe. to me, they're not.
No.
To me, they're normal, and this is the flavour that you want when you buy a tomato, but you don't get. So it is extraordinary, in fact, you don't get it normally.
Sounds like the sort of food that should actually go to the Quirky News Show presenters. Francesca.
I was wondering about these kind of liquids here. What are they exactly?
Right, that's just my display on how we save seeds. We save seeds by the fermentation method, which breaks down a germinating inhibiting enzyme, which I said without my false teeth in. It breaks down that enzyme so that they germinate better. We get a better result. Everything we do is done by hand. Nothing we do is done by machine.
Wow, that's really interesting. I love the display.
Absolutely fantastic. And are you a regular at the autumn and spring flower shows? Because clearly we haven't connected with you before.
How sad.
I know, yeah. It's been our loss, clearly.
Yes, I am. I'm here every spring and autumn.
And for those folk who sort of might just be listening to this online, and it might be the middle of December because they decided to download a podcast to remind them of various other bits and pieces, have you got a web address? Is there a way that which people can reach you on the web?
Most certainly. heirloomtoms.org. Very simple.
So, which is quite literally H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M. T-O-M-S.
Indeed, that's where we go wrong. H-E-I-R, yes.
Always important, because, I mean, these days, with education being what it is, people could type in all sorts of things, basically. Thank heavens for search corrections. Chris, for the moment, many thanks indeed.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.